I don't know if you're allowed to have a most exciting time of the year, but if you are, for me, this man of anticipating and getting to Purim and then peeking at Purim, there's nothing like it in Olam Hazeh. Mamash, nothing like it. Last week we discussed that the Sefer Yetzirah, the earliest, right, one of the earliest Sfarim we have, Avram Avinu himself talked about the Chodesh of Adar. And he said, what feeling is Adar? What feeling is Purim? That Zman? Tzchoik. And we had gone for many weeks discussing that Tzchoik is way above Simcha. There's happiness, and then there's overload of happiness. That's Tzchoik. And usually that's not something that's healthy, that's not something that we're supposed to be involved in. But like Rav Tzaddik said, Minag Yisrael Tarihi, we find that there's Tzchoik on Purim. People are joking around in ways that they wouldn't have ever joked around, and we've seen this by Gedolei Olam, Rabbi Isai. There's something about Purim that's otherworldly. In Olam Hazeh, we're supposed to be besimcha, according to the Rambam. That's considered the middle of the road between atzvus, which is depression, and tzchoik, which is wild happiness, craziness, simcha in the middle. But on Purim, in order to have that day, in order to have that day where we understand what it's like in Galus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up our eyes, so there's chayk. It's something crazy. It's something unique to Purim that's otherworldly. We're here in Galus, and yet we're seeing something much bigger. And we pointed out that you need a little bit of help for this. Right? Nichnas Yayin, Yatzah Sayid, a person has to get to a point where he loses his mind. Because every time he wants to be happy on Purim, so happy, he can't help but think, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We're still servants of Achashverosh. Look across the street. There are thousands of people over there who want us to be destroyed from the face of this planet. It can't be that happy. So the answer is, have another drink. And have another drink. And have another drink. Until... I don't want you to cross the street. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. I'm going to get sued. But there's a chance that it might happen. Why? Because we want to experience the day in our das. The way we see the world is in the way. And we said that this is why, according to many Manda Amrim, the Gemara discusses this in Erechin on Daf Yudam and Beis, Ein Oimrim Hallel Bepurim. Right? Why? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyasuzu Elilo, Rav Amar, Bishlam Ahasam Hallel Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro, Hacha Hallel Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Achashverosh, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We are still servants of Achashverosh. And the Gemara says another mandamar that a nace in Golos, you can't say hallel on a nace in Galus. Why? It's a nace, but it's in Galus. Because the whole idea of Shira, hallel is Shira. Hallel is seeing Shira. Shira, the word Shir, means a circle. When everything comes full circle, you start from the beginning and you come full circle, then you're ready to be happy. But if things don't come full circle, you're not ready to be happy. If there's a nace in Galus, things aren't coming full circle. If Achashverosh is around, things are still not coming full circle. The Sfas Emes says that the word Shira comes from the word Shura, which is a straight line. Imagine a direction where all you have to do is just go straight. It's so easy, it's so clear. Imagine seeing history as a line. There's nothing more worth singing about than everything being straight. Yasher, Yashrus, Yishrei Lev Simcha. But with all these things involved, Chutz Laretz, Achashverosh, where is Hashem going with all of this? So we pointed out that as happy as you want to be on Purim, you can't say Hallel. Apella, you could be beschaik, you could be wild and crazy dancing on a truck, but don't say Hallel, because Hallel has to come full circle. And Rabbi Isai, I ask you mechila, because I pulled the wool over your eyes. I am mamish guilty of being megal upon it. Chas v'shalom, but ki'ilu megal upon him shaloka halacha. Because we don't paskin this way. What? We don't paskin this way? What do you mean? We do not paskin this way. We don't paskin this way. There's another mandamer in the Gemara, and we paskin this way. Listen to the way the Gemara says, another mandamer. Rav Nachman Omar, kriyasa zu halela. Rav Nachman says something. We'll have to understand this. Rav Nachman says, Rabosai, we say halal on Purim. You just miss the boat. It's not the halal that you say on Pesach, on Sukkot, on Shavuos, on Rosh Chodesh. It's a different halal. It's the Megillah. The Megillah is halal. And I've heard this 1,000 times. I've even read it in the Gemara a few times. And I don't know what the Gemara is talking about. What does it mean that reading the Megillah is halal? So you know what you'll do? You'll get very philosophical on me, or maybe a little bit Hasidish, or Machshavadik, and you'll go, it's a bechina of halal. That's what you say when you don't know what you're talking about. It's a bechina of it. But it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says it's halal. And to make things worse, that's right, the Rambam, Rabosai. Listen to what the Rambam has to say, and then it's a case closed. There are no bechinas in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't speak like that. Listen to the Rambam. Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah Megillah. The Rambam enumerates all the days that you say halal. Okay, one missing, right? Actually, a few. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not happy enough for halal. They're not days of Simcha Yisera. Then, V'lo Tiknu Halal B'Purim. Why? Shekriyas HaMegillah Hi HaHalal. That's a Rambam. The Kriyas Megillah is the halal. It says in my Rambam that reading the Megillah is halal. Is halal. And I'll tell you, Baruch Hashem, I'm learning Erchin now. I'm learning Erchin. And in Erchin, I had this diak in the Gemara, and I saw Baruch Hashem, Rav David Soloveitchik, Shlita, in Chidushe Rav David on Erchin, makes the same diak. The Gemara asks a very interesting thing on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Kriyasa Zuhi Leila. You can make halal with the Megillah. So the Gemara asks, wait! How can you do that? It's B'chutz La'aretz. And in Neis B'chutz La'aretz, you can't say halal. And the Gemara says, no, that was only before and not now. Wait a second. What's the question of the Gemara? The Gemara's mashma that you can't read the Megillah because it's a Neis in Chutz La'aretz. Excuse me. That's taking this very seriously. Tell me there's a bechina of halal. The Gemara is asking on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, you hold the Megillah as halal? You're not allowed to read a halal. You can't read the Megillah. You can't. It's a nace of Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara answers that no. That once Klal Yisrael were sent into exile again, so then this rule is over. But it's mashma in the Gemara that the Gemara held so seriously that this is halal that we weren't going to let you read the Megillah. Because the Megillah is halal and you're not allowed to do that. What? What's going on over here? And there's another diak that Reb David has in Shiurim on Erchin. You guys didn't think you're learning Kutchim now, right? You can get Shmuzim from all different places. He's medayik in a very famous Minyan HaKotzer of the Rambam, which really the Briskers made famous. But there's a line over here that's not so famous, which the Rambam says, what's the purpose of the Megillah? Lehaloloi! To be mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav David Soloveitchik that the Rambam's l'shitasai. He says the tachlis of the Megillah is halal. So what does this mean? We have all these mandamrin saying you don't say halal. We had a whole shmuz about it. And all of a sudden the Megillah is halal. I understand the Megillah should make us happy. It's siyata d'shmai. But it is halal. And Purim is really a halal time. The Gemara says in Pesachim on Kuf Yud Zayin, what's the makar for saying halal? Sancheirev, according to one mandamer. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to one mandamer. The Gemara says, Reb Yossi Aglili Oimer, where's the first halal that was said? Mordechai ve'Esther Amrua b'shasha Amad Aleim Hamad Arasha. Whoa! The first halal was said, according to Reb Yossi Aglili, in the Purim story. So something's going on over here, Rabosai. What does this mean? That the Megillah is halal. How can you say halal? Akati Avdei Achashverosh or not? How do you get over this? So now we have to get very deep here, and this will change our Purim. If we combine what we said last week, and we combine this what we said this week, we'll be ready. We'll be ready, Bezrus Hashem. Definitely, the Megillah is hollow. Definitely. You know what? There's a Meiri too. The Meiri holds that if you don't have a Megillah, what should you do? You don't have a Megillah. You're on a desert island without a Megillah. Hallelujah, Hashem, call. You should say hallel. The Meiri holds the halacha that if you don't have a Megillah, you should say hallel. This is a hallel, but this is not the regular type of hallel, and we're not going to get away with saying it's a bechina. We have to try to understand this, and this will change our Purim, and the halacha, according to the Rambam, if we don't understand this, we don't know what we're doing. Rabosai, the idea of hallel is, like we said, it's seeing the full picture. Hallel, very early Sfarim, Hallel set is Gematria Adni. The Shem Hashem, that Avram Avinu was the first one to say that Hashem is a Adon. Hashem is the master of the world. When you say Hallel, you see the Shlita, the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world. That's what Hallel is. You're reaching that Hakara. And you're not allowed to say Hallel Stam. If you say Hallel Stam and you don't feel that Hashem is running the world, you don't feel that culmination, you're not just a weirdo, you're a problematic individual. How do I know? It's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Amar Rab Yosi, Yehei Chelki Mi Goymrei Hallel B'chol Yom. I want to have a chelek in those who finish Hallel every day. Vamar Mar, Frek the Gemara, say Hallel every day. Hakore Hallel B'chol Yom. Somebody who says Hallel every day is sacrilegious. He's kilu like against the Rabbonu Shel Olam. What's so terrible? Says Rashi. Listen to these amazing words from Rashi. Harezem mecharif u'megadef. Shenevim rishonim tiknu lomer beprokim l'shvach b'hoidaya. There were certain appropriate times of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising Him. And this guy is saying the Hallel not at the appropriate time. He's like somebody who's humming an empty tune. It's like waiting music at the doctor's office. He turns all of his Avodas Hashem into waiting music. How can you say Hallel if you don't feel it? You have to feel it. And if you say it all the time, it means you hold that nothing's going on. There's never anything that's exciting. A person who takes the most intense and exciting feelings of expression and just treats them like songs that they put on their headphones just to make it through a 12-hour flight, such a person has never experienced the singing of Hallel. Hallel comes from the opposite. It comes from an emotional feeling of clarity, and then you begin to sing. You don't put the headphones on first. You feel that emotion first, and then it just comes out. That's a Hallel. Somebody who says it every day, he's not living with that understanding that there are great moments. He's saying it's all the same. It's all just one big jukebox, the whole thing. Why is Megillas Esther a Hallel, Rabosai? Kibalti me Rabosai, the words Megillas Esther mean. Megillah, revealing of Esther, of the hidden. The Gullus is something without a pshat. Akati avdi achashverish anan. Right? Anes b'chutzlar, it's bittersweet. And without an adapter, there's no way you can feel the feelings of hollow. Unless you get drunk, like we said last week. But if you want to be sober on Purim, you have no eitzah to being happy. You cannot put the pieces together. Because we're in Gullus. Yeah, we got saved, but you know what? Tomorrow's a new day, and who knows who's going to be the next bad guy? There's nothing to be all that excited about. There's nothing to say hallel about. The Megillah is the way that Hashem allowed us to see the Gullus, to see the story of Purim in a way that's so amazing that we see a full circle. We see a straight line. If you read the Megillah from beginning to end, you see thousands upon thousands of hidden nisim. There's no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. There are mentions of him, Bereshit Tevis, B'Sofei Tevis, all different types of Ramazan. But the coincidences that happen one after another are undeniably the sign of the Rabbeinu Shalom B'Chvayit of HaAtzmai. That's the Shira. The Megillah allows us. The Megillah made Gullus a part of Tanakh. The Megillah is a sefer that if you read it, you understand that Hashem's going somewhere with all of this. Wow, look at how everything's coming together perfectly, perfectly. And it's a Hallel. Reading the Megillah is an experience of clarity. Clarity on a level that maybe trumps other Hallels, at least it parallels them. Such clarity. You know how lost we would be without the Megillah, Rabbi Osai? Let me tell you how the Jewish Week would report this, right? Haredi fanatic, Mordechai, okay, doesn't bow down when the halacha dictates that it's possible to be Megill in Avodah Zarah. After all, we don't know what this medallion was, and it's a Shaila B'chlal, and ruins the rest of the history of the Jewish people. That's a great Jewish Week article. They do this every week. Why wouldn't they do this to Mordechai? And everyone would be like, yeah! Yeah! And you know what? I'm nervous to say I would also be guilty of that. Some old Suda years ago of Achashverosh, give me a break, Rabbi. Give me a break. This is a span of 10 years, Rabbi Osai. The story of the Megillah is over a decade. Who puts the pieces together over here? Hashem does. Hashem sets up the context. We would have no hope without this. But it's even more than that. It's even more than that. The Megillah tells you what's going on in people's hearts. Because a story is only so good in a newspaper, even a newspaper that's written by the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kiviyachal, we could say such a thing. But a story like this, you need Ruach HaKodesh for. Where is there Ruach HaKodesh in the Megillah? It says Megillah Daf Zayin. It says, Rebbe Lezer says, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, Vayomer Haman Belibo. Haman said to himself, what happened? Achashverosh can't sleep at night. Haman storms in and he says, tell me, Haman, what would you do? Lemi Shamela Chafetz Bikaro. So it's a good story, and Haman happens to just say a lot of great things. But you know what? He could have just said, you know, get him a t-shirt, an I Love Shushan t-shirt. Why didn't he do that? Why did Haman care? You know why? Because the Megillah has X-ray vision. And Haman goes, aha, it is for me. All of the glory is for me. So he starts going on and on, and we're sitting there reading the Megillah. If we wouldn't know what Haman's thought process is, we would miss such a geschmack part of the story, Rav Osai. And the other mandamer in the Gemara here, that Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, what does it say? It says that Esther was Nimsis Chayim Beinei Kol Ro'ah. Everybody thought she was most beautiful. Rav Osai, she was green according to one mandamer. Green. She was a tzaddekis yisayid aylam. But she was green. So maybe it was just a little nace that Achashverosh, Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem, everybody thought she won the beauty pageant? Whoa! If we didn't have the Megillah saying this, we wouldn't know this bichlal. And more than that, Shushan HaBira is the capital? Is it really the capital? It's the capital. Listen to the Gaon. This is one of the things that blew me away in my travels in the Megillah. It says over here in the very beginning of Esther, Rav Osai, that there was a Kisei HaMalchus. A Kisei HaMalchus asher b'Shushan HaBira. Says the Vilna Gaon, Shushan was not the capital. There was another capital. You know why Shushan became the capital? Because Achashverosh wanted a chair that looked like the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaitai. He wanted that chair. That took 3 years to build, and the only way it could be built was in Shushan. That was the place that they were equipped to do it. And you can't move such a chair. So you know what he did? This Baal Gaiva, who wanted to sit on Shlomo HaMelech's throne, he marched and changed his capital. The whole capital was changed. That's right. Imagine changing Washington, D.C. to Teaneck, New Jersey. Right? Why? Because there's some big chair over there. What a laughing stock. He goes, I'll have to laugh when I sit on that chair. Oh, no, you won't. Do you know why you moved to Shushan? Do you know why you got there? I'll tell you why. Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan HaBira, named Mordechai. Says the Gaon, why should Mordechai have to travel for the Purim story? Let it come to him. Change the capital, bring everyone over. Oh, it just happens to be Mordechai's hometown. What a nice coincidence, says the Gaon. The entire capital, the entire kingdom moved, so that Mordechai should just be, you know, why should he have to get a sweat, you know, moving towards the Purim story? Every Gilui over here is Hallel. Is Hallel. It's mind-boggling. There's no Shir. And the Gaon is Mamshech over here. He says, Esther min Atar minayin, the Gemara in Chulin says, what the Gemara cares where the Makar of Esther is, Ine Anoichi, Aster, Aster is Pane, I'll hide my face. Says the Gaon, the Gemara was bothered. Is there a Makar for such crazy Nisim and Galus? Such crazy things, one after another, that Hashem does this. He weaves himself through the whole thing. And the answer is there is a Makar. Anoichi, Aster is Pane. I'll hide my face, but I'll be with you. And the Gaon gives a beautiful mashal. He gives a mashal of a king and his son. The son did something wrong and he was sent out of the palace, but it's unsafe out there. And the son's out there in the woods and there's a bear. And he sees the bear. And suddenly, behind a tree came a servant of the king, which shechted the bear. Wherever he went, all of a sudden, scary things, and then a guy would pop out, some ninja guy, and kill the bad guy. And this son said, this is very strange. What's going on over here? He says, my father must love me. He sent me out of this house, but I can't explain all these weird things that are happening. It must be that he loves me. And he says he was chozer b'tshuva, and he went back to the king's palace, and he behaved himself because he knows that his father loves him. The Megillah is getting kisses and kisses from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one after another. Every event over here is absolutely absurd. And the more you look into it, it is the Hallel. It is a metzias of seeing the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single situation that exists. And now we have to understand, this is relevant to our lives, Rabosai. Everything in life has a secret. Purim has a secret. Our lives have a secret. The Torah has a secret. If you keep going through, there's a secret to all of this. And if you know the secret, you have the answer to all your questions. We don't know all the secrets, but there are secrets in everything. If you could know the secret, if you could know how to decode everything that's going on, you'll see a hallel, you'll see a song. But you have to know how to take apart the code. You have to know where the Shira is. The gematria of Borei Olam, Hallel is Adni, the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Isn't it interesting that the Gemara calls the Aseres B'nei Haman, Kibalti Mirabosai, the Aseres B'nei Haman. It's called a Shira. You see how interesting it's written in a Megillah? Like this, and the Gemara says, Hazinu is written like this, brick by brick. Haman's Shira is like this. It's called a song? What a beautiful song it is. Is there a greater song than watching all these people? All 10, and it's not by coincidence that there are 10 over here. 10 is always the full spectrum. Everything. There are 10 sayings of creation. There are Sarah said Dibras. There were 10 Makas. And there are 10 B'nai Haman, and they all fall down. What a great way to end a song. It's a song. It's a song. It's a simcha of Hallel Mamish. And there's a secret. There's a secret. This is the secret. There's a secret why Shushan, this was the capital. There's a secret what Haman thought that Achashverosh was talking about him. There's a secret that the green girl wins the beauty pageant. All of these things are secrets. This is not a newspaper, Chas v'Shalom. It became part of Tanakh. And it was a big debate, but at the end it became part of Torah Shebichsav. The Golos became part of Torah Shebichsav. You know what that means, to be part of Torah Shebichsav? Torah Shebichsav, every single ois of Torah Shebichsav, you can go backwards and forwards until infinity and never finish with the Amkus of this. You could do that in Golos? Yes! That's the Sefer called Megillas Esther. You could spend a million years on the story of Purim and laugh out loud. Ad Ein Shir. And we all need to find the Sod. We all need to find the secret. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says that that's why we drink on Purim is Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Sod, is we're trying to find the secret within ourselves. We're trying to figure out what makes us tick. we can't get shot in ourselves. We don't know what are we. Sometimes we think it's a popularity contest and we're doing things just to make our parents happy, to make our friends happy. Sometimes we think we have something real about us, but we're not sure. And a person has to find the secret within him. And Reb Sadik says that's Derech Yayin. And sometimes we don't understand what Torah's secret is, Rabosai. Somebody came to me this week. He says, I'm supposed to learn about Ksubis all day and all night with my free time and even in Bein Hazmanim. What do I need to know about Hadafa? What do I need to know about Tnai Ksuba? What does this have to do with me? And I'm supposed to take my free time and learn this? And it's an interesting question. It's a fair question. But the answer is that there's a secret behind all of this. There's a very big secret. All of Torah has pshat, remez, drush, and soid. If you would know what the secrets of Hadafa are, of Tnai Ksuba, you would be laughing at your Havamina, that you wouldn't want to learn these things. You'd be laughing. Yayin is gematria soid. Secrets of Torah are called Yenoi Shel Torah. You'd be laughing if you knew the secret, if you understood the secret. We don't know all the secrets, but on Purim we got the secret. We found out that we are Torah. Our lives are Torah in Galus. Klal Yisrael was makabel on themselves the Torah again. Why? Because they didn't just learn Torah, which is a drag. They realized they are Torah. Imagine finding out you are Torah. Oh, I just think it's hard to learn. No, you are Torah. I am Torah? Yeah, look at the story of the Megillah. It's in Galus. It's a story that could be in a newspaper. And here it is. Try to learn it for 3 million years and you won't get bored. Because you're complicated. You're deep. You have a soid within you. You have something and you're wasting your life. If you would only see the secret of the Megillah, of where we are. There's a secret. And you know who hates secrets, Rabosai? Who likes to believe there's no secrets? Haman, Amalek. Amalek says, come on. Come on. Layhudim haisa oira v'simcha v'tzasayin v'yikar. It was bothering me. Every year I pick another thing to be bothered by. I'm bothered this year about the word yikar. Okay, Chazal say that it's tefillin, but I like to look at just at the pashup shot. It says the Jews were elated, delighted. You check the art school, it says those. Elated, delighted, all these things, glad. And they had honor. Honor? What kind of climax is this? Oira, simcha, sasam, vikar. And they had honor. What's this honor that we're talking about over here? You know what this honor was? Everybody thought we were losers! Total losers! The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We were a laughing stock of the world, Rabosai. Honor is, don't mess with Klal Yisrael. Don't mess. There was a pachad. People were trying to become Yidden. There was Yadin. A pachad. These people are not simple. We thought they were. They are not. They're yikar. They're honorable. The sight of honor. Just like a king wears a crown that shows that he's above himself. Every honor of true honorable person who is tapped into something bigger. And we were restored. Our honor was restored to us, Rabbi Isai. No one would say that we're just these random people. And the Arizal tells us that the word yikar, which is honor, can be turned into keri, randomness. And who loves to do this? Amalek. They love to take all the majesty, all of the meaning, all of the coincidences, which are not coincidences in our life, which are majestic. One after another, a tapestry of world history and Yiddish history and how we fit into all this. And they want to say random, 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 random. It's all random. Everything is keri, is random. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shut it down. Once and for all, he shut them down. There's a yikar. There's an honor over here that's restored to Klal Yisrael. There's a roimimus. I was thinking, you know, the guys like when this time of year I get a little bit into gematrias. You might have to buckle your seatbelts for this one. Buckle your seatbelts. I did not check this one in earlier's farm. We're going to have to see if we can find it. But Purim's a time to find gematrias and hidden secrets. So that's why I like to do this only at this time of the year. Everyone who's here all year can attest to the fact that I don't. But here, let's try to find something. Haman doesn't like secrets. He doesn't. There are two ways of killing an animal in halacha. There's one called the shechita, and the shechita, you go from the front and you take out its kana, its veshet, you take out its esophagus and its windpipe, its trachea. That's called taking away the chiyus of the animal. That's one way to kill something. Then there's another way called malika. You know what malika is? Malika is you go from the back, from the spine. You break the mafrekes. That's what you do for an oif in the mikdash. It's kosher. It's the only way to shechta an oif in a korban is through a malika. The maisa malika is detaching the brain from the spine. The spine and the brain work together. All the information from the brain comes through the spine. Where does all of the deep secrets, the plan, come from? The brain. That's the place where everything makes sense. And everything random comes from down here. But if you can find that there's a brain, then nothing's random. Look, I'm not randomly doing this. I wanted to, and I'm doing it. It's happening. Amalek is Seid, secret, Malak. Cut the secret. Cut off the brain where the secret is from the body. Ayin is Gematria Seid, and then the rest of the word's easy. You don't have to do Gematria, Malak. Seid Malak. There's no secrets, and there are. There are. Purim took the biggest villain who was so against the Yikar. He was Mr. Kerry Rabosai. And it made him into the biggest laughingstock. It created a joke. A joke. Everyone wants to know how to get into Purim. Everyone wants to know how to get into Purim. Well, I will tell you. Someone actually last week said, I can't wait till this shmooze. I have to know how to get into Purim. So I told him then. He's a smart man. But it's still not too late. There are two avenues, Rabosai. And they have to be taken care of very seriously. The Megillah and drinking have nothing to do with one another. The Hallel of Kriyasa Zu Hilula requires so much of your mind. You can't be more sober than the time for the Megillah. It's a time where you sit there and you watch this story unfold. And like the Yisod V'Shor Shavodah says, when they do the tune of Eicha, you start to feel the suspense. You start to feel sad. And then you move yourself up. And emotionally, you're going through a roller coaster. You're experiencing all this. You can't do this while you're drunk. It's usur to do this while you're drunk. You won't be yotzi the mitzvah while you're drunk. And you'll stam look like an idiot. Purim requires koyved roish. Seriousness, Rabbi Sai. Seriousness. A person in the next week looks at the malbim in Hebrew or English, whatever, looks at the goyin, prepares himself. He enters the Megillah and says, I'm connected with this thing. I have a shaykhus with this. That's the first layer of Purim. Then once he has that layer, right? Then he has to also think about other people too. The Rambam says that the Ikar of Purim is to be mesameach other people. You can't be too drunk for that too, unless you go to your chavrusa, I love you, man! Right? Which will be good, and there'll be a time for that also. But there's also that sensitivity of seeing who's in need, raising money for people, being that guy who will make someone's Purim special. That doesn't allow you to be drunk. And you do all of these things, b'koyved roish, and then you're still a little sad. Why? Because the Arabs are on the other side of the street. Now you have a drink, Rav Osai. Trust me. You will never have a Purim like this if you follow this recipe. It pains me probably more than anything. I don't know how many things pain me in this yeshiva. Very little. If somebody tells me he's a murderer, I go, it happens. It doesn't pain me. But you know what pains me more than anything, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. It's when there are explosions during Haman. There are people spraying all sorts of toxic fumes at people who are reading the Megillah. There's, what are those things that you beat them and all the confetti comes out? Whatever those things are called. And it gets on the Megillah, and then we have to read the Megillah later. It's not just that you're not yotzi the mitzvah of the Megillah. You have no shaychus, and I have no shaychus. If we do this, we have no shaychus to Purim. The whole way you get into the Purim is kriyasa zu hilula. It's chapping new things during the Megillah. I once told an Adam Gadol, a chiddush, that I had in the Megillah, a certain gematria and a thing. He goes, he was a Hasidic Rav, and he said, I don't know how you had Kavan in the Megillah after that. He's like, I know. That should be our Nisyonis, Rabotai, that we're having such good chaps in the Megillah of Siyata Dishmaya that Klal Yisrael had that we can't. But it's for illiterates to boo at Haman like that. You know, every year, there's people who come in, they wanted to do Yudalid, like a quarter of Yudalid, just the drinking part of Yudalid. Then they come into the Megillah. And then they hear Haman. Haman. Hey, Rabbi Spark, I love you. You said in the Shmo Shah. Now it's like Shah. This happens. Rabbosai, Purim is something that has to be handled with care. With care. Purim is the best day in Olam Hazeh. It makes Olam Hazeh mamish no shaychus. But it has to be done with chachma. Somebody who knows the Megillah, who's looked at the Megillah, who appreciates it. And let me tell you something. There's another thing you need COVID Rosh for. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the davening on Purim, there's nothing like it. Because just like you have to give to all the Aniyim, Hashem's giving out. Some of us have brothers and sisters who can't have children yet. Some of us have sisters who are struggling in Shiduchim until now. Some of us have people in our families who need a refuah shlema. I was once bothered. There was some cynic bacher in a kollel I was in. He said, they're all fakers. They're all fakers. On the Yom Narayim, I know what they're really like. I know how they act usually. And then comes Yom Narayim, they're screaming and screaming and screaming. Hashem, save us. Hashem. They don't mean it. You know what I wanted to tell this bacher? And I learned not to tell bacherim what I feel. I wanted to tell him, you idiot. You idiot. You think that this guy is not shy to that? Do you know what his sister's going through? And do you know that he thinks this is his only hope for his sister? That he could put all of himself, despite the fact that he's so misguided all year, he's coming to the Yom Noraim and he just wants his sister to be happy. And you're saying he's a fake? Purim is the day you can be most real, Rabosai. Somebody who has a hangover from the night of Purim and misses the davening, they don't realize the opportunity they had. They can come in front of Hashem like an ani, and I say, Hashem, just have rachmanus. Have rachmanus. Like Esther says in the Megillah, Kaili, Kaili, Lamas of Tani. Purim story is at Ayelas Hashachar, which is the darkest point of the night, Rabosai. And Esther just says, have rachmanus on a pathetic person. You don't have to be somebody to get your tefillahs answered on Purim. You have to be a nobody. If you're a nobody, then Hashem will feel bad for you. It's a day where the more pathetic you are, the more money you get, right? You're not an Evyon. You're just a plain Ani. I'm not giving you, look, I'm an Evyon. Oh, okay, fine. A person who davens like an Evyon. Just sit there in Shemona Esrei as long as you can and just in your head go, please have rachmanus on my mother, on my father, have rachmanus on my brother who's off the derech. Please! You can get answered, Rabosai. There are so many stories like this of simple people who knew that their Rebbe's on Purim. And somebody who oversleeps on Purim and goes to a 10 o'clock minyan, what? Then his drinking will never be a simcha. It's a simcha shel holos. And the costumes, Rabosai, the costumes, whatever they are, but just remember what this day is. This is a day that you can get your tefillahs answered. I'm not telling you not to dress like this and like that, but you're so missing out if you think this is Purim. If you think that wearing a tutu in a base medrash is going to help you understand something, then I feel very bad that you're even in the shmooze. I don't want to know who you are because it's embarrassing to me that you could hear what I'm saying and still wear a tutu. It's embarrassing. Purim is that day you've been waiting for, Rabosai. You've been waiting for this. You're going to just, you know, pretend you're Batman the whole day? That's for Halloween. That's what the Goyim deserve. They deserve a day that they're Batman and they're Robin, they're running around in their underpants. It's Gevaldik. But a Yid is coming to the Ribono Shalom and saying, Bairi Olam, we're touching infinity. We're here. We're at Olam Haba. Mom, look at me from up here. Hey! We should all be Zeicha. to have an emerson nichnas yayin yatzusayin.